Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The UN Security Council is set to vote on a resolution condemning and demanding an immediate halt to attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
There have been
Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Hundreds of attacks now since November on shipping in the Red Sea, affecting more than 40 countries.
The Republican presidential field narrowing, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropping out, that from a person with direct knowledge of his plans. Christie's holding a town hall in New Hampshire at this hour.
As we were watching this race come together from where Mary Pat and I were sitting at home in New Jersey, we were really concerned that nobody would tell the truth in this race about what's really at stake. And no one would tell the truth about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump will not be making his own closing arguments in his New York civil fraud trial, Julie Walker explains.
Trump wanted to take part in the closing arguments along with his lawyers, but they objected to the judge's insistence that the former president stick to relevant matters. Trump, his two eldest sons, and business are being sued by New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat. She claims Trump's net worth was inflated by billions to secure loans and get insurance. The leading presidential Republican candidate calls the lawsuit politically motivated. In a pretrial ruling, the judge found Trump committed fraud. He's now deciding how much damages will be and whether Trump can do business in New York. All deny wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis meet in Iowa for the fifth GOP presidential debate. That's on CNN. And former President Trump is holding a town hall in Iowa at the same time. The Securities and Exchange Commission has approved trading of the first Bitcoin exchange-traded funds. However, the SEC says it's still deeply skeptical about cryptocurrencies, and it did not approve or endorse Bitcoin. This is AP News. An update for stocks. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street neared a record high ahead of a highly anticipated report on inflation. That report could show whether all the excitement that's vaulted stocks higher recently is warranted. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Wednesday. The benchmark index is just 0.3% below its all-time high. The Dow added 170 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.8%. Treasury yields held relatively steady ahead of Thursday's update from the U.S. government on inflation at the consumer level. Hopes for a continued cool down in inflation have sent Treasury yields sinking and stocks soaring in recent months. Crude oil prices fell. Intuitive Surgical rose more than 10%. The maker of robotic surgery systems said it expects to report stronger revenue for the end of 2023 than analysts had been expecting. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Fuller's Melker Center, Lancaster and Richland Center is your Ghia dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmelkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, snow likely, 1 to 3 inches possible, lows of 21, south winds of around 5, and Thursday, flurries possible early in the morning, staying mostly cloudy, highs of 29, west winds 5 to 10. At 4 minutes after 5 o'clock, it's 27 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks in for Joanne Krulotz. Southwest Wisconsin appears to have the most snow after the big storm that shut much of southern Wisconsin down yesterday. The National Weather Service says, as of a few hours ago, Benton and Lafayette County had 10 inches of snow. Verona and Red Granite had 8 inches. Plymouth and Wapaka had 7 inches. Here at the WRCO studios, we measured between 7.5 and 8 inches.
Republican state lawmakers are introducing a proposed amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. It would limit state government diversity initiatives. GOP lawmakers say diversity efforts amount to reverse discrimination. Democrats say Republicans are trying to stoke culture wars. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step toward a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Governor Evers also said increasing shared state revenue with local governments was his proudest accomplishment from last year. For example, he says smaller communities can now offer more responsive emergency services.
If the crew's out on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed.
That's Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. With cases of RSV rising across Wisconsin, the Department of Health Services is urging pregnant Wisconsinites to get the vaccine to protect their baby from the virus. As of today, there have been 1,402 people in Wisconsin hospitalized with RSV this season. 580 of those are children under the age of two. The RSV vaccine can be given to people who are pregnant between 32 weeks and 36 weeks and 6 days of pregnancy and provides protection for newborns until they are 6 months old. The vaccine was approved for use in 2023 and is safe and effective. People who are pregnant should ask their healthcare provider if they can get the vaccine. A different option to protect infants under 8 months of age is also available in limited supply. This is why it's especially important for people who are pregnant to get the RSV vaccine, which is readily available, to ensure their infants are protected. The RSV vaccine is also available to all adults age 60 and older. Aging and older adults, individuals who are pregnant, and new parents should contact their health care provider to determine if RSV vaccination or preventative treatment is recommended for them or their infant. In addition to the RSV vaccine, DHS urges everyone 6 months and older to get the flu vaccine and updated COVID-19 vaccine. This is especially important for people who are at greater risk of becoming seriously ill. This includes those who are pregnant, age 65 and older, and those with chronic health conditions. Wisconsinites can find locations offering the flu and COVID-19 vaccine by visiting vaccines.gov or calling 211. You can also call 877-947-2211. Getting to the root of dementia. That's the aim of a 5-year national study by UW-Madison called Clarity for Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Research Through Imagining, or Clarity, which will investigate characteristics, biomarkers in people either with dementia or at risk of getting it. 2,000 people will be enrolled nationwide in the study, which was a goal to help researchers better understand and treat cognitive diseases. The National Institutes of Health has awarded a $150 million grant to the UW School of Medicine and Public Health for the project. That's the largest NIH grant in the university's history. Wisconsin is getting $750,000 so people with opioid addictions have somewhere safe to live. The Recovery Voucher Program was started in 2022. The program gets its money from two large opioid settlement funds and will go to 7 partnerships statewide. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden led the entire Wisconsin congressional delegation in introducing a new bill to rename the Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Toma after Jason Simkakowski, a Wisconsin veteran who tragically lost his life after battling addiction to opioids prescribed by the VA. Since his passing, Senator Baldwin has worked with the Simkakowski family to pass Jason's Law, bipartisan legislation to strengthen opioid prescribing guidelines and improve pain management services for veterans. The legislation introduced would be renaming the Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Toma as the Jason Simkakowski VA Medical Center. The enactment and implementation of Jason's Law has directly contributed to the improved safety and welfare of veterans across the United States. Since 2012, the VA has reduced the number of veterans with opioid prescriptions by 67%. The number of Wisconsin dairy farms continues to fall as the industry embraces larger herd sizes. Wisconsin lost 455 dairy farms in 2023, according to statistics from Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Wisconsin lost 50 farms in April, 48 in October, and 47 in July. Minnesota lost 58 dairy farms in November and 34 in August. Minnesota lost 146 dairy farms between January 1st and the end of November, putting both states on track to lose 7.4% of their dairy farms in 2023. The USDA says the nation has about 2% more dairy cows than a decade ago, but there are fewer dairy cattle than a year ago and fewer farmers managing those cattle. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear that will get worse as more rural areas get developed. Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. That would be helpful in Wisconsin. In the meantime, experts are urging drivers to be more careful.
If you're in an area where you know there's a lot of wildlife, the best thing and the most immediate step you can take to prevent wildlife vehicle collisions is to slow down.
Wisconsin has several crossings for smaller animals, but not for deer. As the state has received measurable snowfall and many trails are anticipated to open for the first time this season, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding snowmobilers to operate within their limits, stay sober, and ride only on designated trails. In the early months of 2023, there were 16 fatal snowmobile crashes, with 10 involving alcohol. Alcohol affects your risk perception and reaction time. If you choose to consume alcohol, wait until after you've safely returned home. It could save your life. There are also some early season ice safety reminders. Remember that ice is never completely safe under any conditions. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Contact local sports shops to ask about conditions locally on the lake or river you want to cross. Wear proper clothing and equipment, including a life jacket or float coat, should you fall through the ice. It will help you retain body heat. Do not travel in unfamiliar areas. Slow down when traveling at night. Know if the lake has inlets, outlets, or narrows that have currents that can be thin for the ice. Watch for pressure ridges or ice buckling. These can be dangerous due to thin ice and open water. In addition to these ice safety tips, the DNR reminds riders to check trail conditions ahead of time by contacting your county forestry and or parks department, local snowmobile clubs, or viewing Travel Wisconsin's snow report. Remember, operating a snowmobile off a designated trail is considered trespassing and can damage private property. Visit the DNR snowmobiling webpage for additional information on snowmobile safety classes, regulations, safety tips, and how to register your snowmobile. Junior Achievement of Wisconsin is looking for student entrepreneurs to participate in a competition that will take place March 6th in Milwaukee. This is for Wisconsin students between ages of 10 and 18 who have opened a business on or before January of 2023. The Young Entrepreneur Competition deadline is this Friday night at 11:59. Four finalists will be selected. The winner will receive a $10,000 scholarship. You can find more information at wisconsin.ja.org. The deadline to apply for veteran mental health grants has been extended. There are three grants currently available to assist Wisconsin healthcare providers, organizations, and nonprofits that provide veteran health support services in the Badger State. These grants include the Veterans Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant, Emergency Crisis Mental Health Treatment Program Grant, and the Veteran Mental Health Treatment Program Grant. All grant applications are due by Thursday, January 25th at 4:30. All questions about the grant application process should be directed to the DVA Grants Unit at vetsbenefitsgrants@dva.wisconsin.gov. And today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Maureen Weed of Richland Center on ticket number 135.
calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Today is Wednesday, January 10th. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95, died Sunday at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church on Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 10:30. Burial will be held at the Sextonville Cemetery Friday at 1:45. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jamie Straka and Jason Wieland had a son, Javen Cam.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like some more accumulating snow coming through the area tonight with a small disturbance. Could paint southern Wisconsin with something like 1 to 3 inches of a little bit drier, powdery type snow. Still enough to make the roads covered and slippery, so allow extra travel time tonight into early tomorrow. A very powerful storm system expected to take shape in the southern plains by tomorrow evening and track up toward Illinois by Friday into Michigan by Friday night and Saturday. Could bring a swath of heavy snow to our region for Friday, right into Friday night. Probability is there of getting at least 6 inches, and some strong winds swirling around that could blow that stuff around, causing low visibility and some drifting issues in open areas. So traveling could be quite difficult Friday morning into early Saturday. The snow should taper down to flurries by late morning Saturday, but the cold winds will continue, and temperatures plunging over the weekend could get below zero by Sunday morning. That cold snap likely to stick around for most of next week. Otherwise, that forecast for tonight, snow becoming likely by late evening, 1 to 3 inches possible by morning, low at 21, south wind up to 5. Flurries possible early tomorrow, then staying mostly cloudy, high at 29 degrees. West wind between 5 and 10. Thursday night, snow developing after midnight with an inch or two possible by daybreak Friday, low at 19 degrees. Friday should be breezy with snow, an additional 4 to 6 inches possible, high near 29 degrees, northeast wind 15 to 30 miles an hour. The outlook for Saturday, windy and colder, light snow in the morning, low at 12, high 17. Sunday, partly sunny, windy and bitter cold, low 8 below 0 with a high of 2. Monday, staying frigid, partly cloudy and blustery, low 13 below with a high of 2. And Tuesday, partly cloudy and breezy, low 10 below with a high near 8. Have a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's a cloudy 27 degrees. 32 degrees was our high today, and that came at 1:48 in the morning. As for a high yesterday, that was 33 degrees, and we saw between 7.5 to 8 inches of snowfall. Our low today has been 27. A record high was set on this day in 2012 at 53, a record low 26 below in 1988. Last year on this date, our high 38, our low 23. Sunrise tomorrow at 7:33, as no precipitation yet. The barometer is at 29.50 as it falls, and we have light northerly winds. Again, it's 27 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. It's looking like the Packers could get three injured starters back for Sunday's playoff game in Dallas. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs is considered day-to-day, but could be available. Another wideout, Christian Watson, has been practicing but was held out of the Bears game after saying he would be available. Also, tight end Luke Musgrave played in the Bears game, but only 9 snaps. He could be good to go, although another rookie, Tucker Kraft, has played well in his absence. Marquette opens a 2-game homestand with tonight's game against Butler. The Golden Eagles swept both meetings last season. Coach Shaka Smart's team has an 11-4 record and is riding a home-winning streak of 19 in a row, good for second best among all college programs. Since Smart arrived in Milwaukee, his teams are 37-4 at home. Wisconsin travels to Ohio State for a Big Ten road game tonight. The Badgers are looking for a fifth straight win. UW has had some success against the Buckeyes, winning 8 of the last 13 meetings. The team is ranked 13th in the latest NET rankings. More important, when seeding for the postseason tournament comes, Wisconsin's schedule is the 15th toughest in the country.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Jay Crowder's return to the Bucs is getting closer. The 33-year-old veteran told reporters he knows the team's defense has to get better. He says the offense, led by Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, will take care of itself, but the team needs a lot of work on stopping opponents. The absence of Drew Holiday has been felt following the offseason trade. Milwaukee has lost 4 of its last 5 games and faces a big test when the Boston Celtics visit the Pfizer Forum Thursday. Aaron Rodgers' Tuesday appearances on the Pat McAfee Show are over for the rest of the NFL season, possibly longer. McAfee announced at the beginning of his Wednesday show on ESPN that his fourth season of doing a weekly segment with the New York Jets quarterback has concluded. As his staff applauded in the background, McAfee said a lot of people would be happy to hear that news, including himself. Rodgers implied during a January 2nd appearance on McAfee's show that comic Jimmy Kimmel's name might appear on a list of associates of Jeffrey Epstein, a millionaire accused of sex trafficking involving underage victims before he died by suicide. And also, Pete Carroll is out after 14 seasons as the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Responsible for 2 NFC championships and the only Super Bowl title in franchise history during his long tenure, the 72-year-old coach is moving into an advisory role with the organization. And Seattle closed the regular season with a 21-20 win at Arizona Sunday. The Seahawks entered the final 2 weeks of the regular season with a chance at the playoffs for the 11th time with Carroll in charge. But Week 17's loss to Pittsburgh left Seattle in need of help it didn't get to close out the season. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service in real estate, household, hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans were lower Wednesday. Corn, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were lower. CONAB lowered its outlook for Brazil's bean crop, but there's still probably room for it to fall further. The USDA's updated global production projections are out Friday, along with several other reports. March beans were down 12 at 12.36.5. May was 11.25 lower at 12.47.5. March soybean meal was down $3.30 at $3.64.30. March soybean oil was 20 lower at $48.25. Corn was very narrowly mixed, but mostly modestly lower. CONAB cut its Brazil first crop corn guess, leaving the second crop unchanged ahead of widespread planting. Second crop planting was already expected to be lower and could be cut further depending on the pace of the soybean harvest. March corn was a quarter higher at 459.5, May held at 471.5. And wheat was mixed. It remains oversold, but any upside will be limited by slow export demand, reflecting Russia's hold on the market. USDA's winter wheat planted area estimate is also out this Friday. March Chicago is up 3/4 at 610.75. March Kansas City was down 2.5 at 624.5. March Minneapolis wheat was up 2.25 at $7.07.75. Live cattle were mostly higher, and feeders were up with solid midday gains for box beef, getting ready for widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. February live was 2 cents lower at 170.75. April was 7 higher at 173.67. March feeders were up $1.25 at 226.12, and April was 1.10 higher at 231.45. And hogs were steady to higher on spread trade and the positive cash and wholesale fundamentals during the session. February was 20 higher at $72.07. April lean was up 45 at $78.95. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker 1/3 of his house, 1/3 of his truck, and 1/3 of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicide's proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
1/3 of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were around $174 plus live in the south, While the North was quiet Wednesday, look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed higher, choice up $2.97 and $2.8307. Select closed $4.11 higher at $2.6694. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, down 15,000 on the weekend, down more than 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed weak to lower. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 4 cents with a weighted average of 45.27. The Iowa Minnesota was 39 cents lower with a weighted average of 45.74. In the Western Corn Belt, down 14 cents with a weighted average of 45.67. Pork values close higher, up 214 at 86.67. Bellies, hams, loins, butts, and picnics are all higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 470,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down more than 14,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber's mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. An auctioneer suggests the farm machinery market is softening. John Tofty with I-35 Auctions tells Brownfield prices for heavy equipment of all kinds seem to be leveling off.
Some sources I see in the last few months have stated that they've come down about 9% versus the quarter of the year previous. So things are leveling out.
More coming up on Brownfield.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
How would you define personalization from an ag lender? It starts with a trusted advisor, asking the right questions to determine which term loan or lease matches your operation and cash flow needs. You'll find that level of service from Compure Financial because we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
A commodity broker says better than expected yields in the Eastern Corn Belt will likely show up in Friday's USDA report. Mark Tulaski with Advanced Trading tells Brownfield,
my suspicion is we're going to find out that the stocks are heavily weighted because of the better crop. We've had pretty strong demand out west for corn and soybeans, and the corn crop is definitely in the central to eastern half of the Corn Belt. We'll probably end up seeing a very sizable carryout.
Legislative sessions are underway across the Corn Belt, and the Center for Rural Affairs says farmers can make a difference when it comes to ag issues. Interim Policy Director Jillian Linster tells Brownfield producers need to make their voices heard.
This is really one of the most important times of the year for making sure that voices in agriculture are sharing their opinions and their firsthand experiences with the lawmakers.
U.S. ethanol stocks swelled last week as the domestic ethanol supply hit a 38-week high. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Good afternoon, this is Andy from Mercury Livestock. Our feeder sales tomorrow, we got some early consignments here. We got 10 to 15 black steers and heifers, 650, 750, long-time wean shots. 10 to 15 red steers and heifers, 600 to 800 long-time wean shots. 15 black steers and one red heifer, 600, 700-pound shots, long-time wean on some feed. 4 black steers, 5 red heifers, 450, 550 shots, long-time wean on some feed. Sale starts at 11 tomorrow. We've already had some other ones called in today. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151.
Setting your farm up for success. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel on Brownfield. The combination of best-in-class products, digital tools, and professionals help farmers get the most out of every growing season. In this Managing for Profit, Zach Swanson, a technical agronomist for Channel Brand Seed, shares some insight on the tools to help your operation succeed. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bayer, we think farmers have made enough trade-offs. That's why we created VT4 Pro with RNAi technology, so you don't have to choose between yield potential or our widest spectrum of insect protection. You get both. And you're even protected against notorious pests like corn earworm and corn rootworm. Visit VT4Pro.com to trait up without the trade-offs. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group, all rights reserved.
Getting the most yield out of a crop doesn't happen by accident. Zach Swanson, a Channel technical agronomist, says a successful growing season happens when farmers put the tools available to them to work.
So I'll start by saying, you know, the Channel brand, you know, we understand the importance of providing our farmers with the best in-class products, systems, tools to assist with those product selections. The Channel Seed Finder tool is a great option, you know, to browse products that are recommended for your area potentially, and also recommended by the local agronomist in that area with Channel. So within that tool, you know, you can search on relative maturity, your trait packages, agronomic disease characteristic, and find our new products. We know growers can be confident that they're getting the best possible genetics for that area as well, and to help maximize that performance across different conditions and needs.
He tells Brownfield Channel products are tested under a wide range of growing conditions.
Every Channel product is field proven, and we're utilizing our new precision breeding technology from our breeding program, which has been a hot topic here over the past couple of years, and new products that we've deployed really to maximize plant vigor and obviously yield potential for our growers. Our Channel Seed Pros work closely with those farmers to make best product recommendations as well, and with the highest performance potential, helping contribute to a successful season.
Swanson says farmers should work closely with their local experts when making those decisions for the upcoming growing season.
Our Channel Seed Pros are pivotal to making product recommendations and selections. Obviously, they work hand in hand with their local agronomists, but they know their fields and their customers' fields better than anybody. A lot of Channel Seed Pros are farmers themselves, and they get to see our products firsthand from their operations.
He says he's excited for the 2024 growing season.
We're looking to expand our VT4 Pro footprint for our corn trait side of things, as well as on the soybean side of things, bringing a fully, really a broad offering of traits to the industry. So we have our XtendFlex germplasm that we are offering, and that's been big for our customers and especially our Channel Seed Pros to provide a diverse offering to growers and really allow them to make those decisions as well.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel on Brownfield.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $3 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. Krogan's Do It Best store and Rent It Center is your one stop for paint, tools, mowers, blowers, gifts, appliances, HD big screen TVs, and two floors of furniture values. And the Leah Granzo Insurance Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
Well, we are about 21 minutes now away from 6 o'clock, moving right along here on Country and Community WRCO. Thanks for listening. 27 degrees as we hear from Keith Urban, God Whispered Your Name.
I was so cold and lost, and nothing seemed to ring true. I couldn't bear the cross for everything I've been through. And each day I knew I needed change, but there was no way, no way. And then God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved. God whispered your name. I can see the sunshine for the first time in a while. Girl, it's like I've been baptized by the warmth of your smile. We'll call it fate of faith, or call it crazy. Either way, it's amazing. Amazing grace. When God whispered your name, that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. Talk about being saved. Well, suddenly I want to live more than I ever did. I'm never gonna be the same. When God whispered your name, needed to hear, babe. It couldn't have been more loud and clear. When God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved. Oh, suddenly I want to live more than I ever did. I'm never going to be the same. When God whispered your name, oh yeah. Ooh, hallelujah, baby. Oh yeah.
There in front of you, can't I just get an amen and y'all just get out of here? I got the best view ever now that I'm way up here, joking around with Jesus, catching up with Grandpa. Hurry up, preacher, I'm telling y'all, you should be fishing with a cold beer in your hand. Instead of missing me here, y'all should be missing me there, high up in your deer stand. Save my truck and save my guns, and when they're
waste them on me. I'll tell who you love, how much you love them. Don't just say it, nah, you gotta show every chance you get to get to know her better. Remember forever, don't last forever. Take it from me in my brand new point of view. The biggest regret of your life won't be what you did, it'll be what you didn't do. You should be fishing with a cold beer in your hand. Instead of missing me here, y'all should be missing me there, high up in your deer stand. Save my truck and save my guns, and when they're old enough, give them to my sons. Don't let this stained glass shine on y'all too long. So precious, it ain't gone away. You should be fishing with a cold beer in your hand. Instead of missing me here, y'all should be missing me there. Pictures down. How long have you been breaking? Why am I just finding out? It kills me to know you were drifting alone. You don't have to stay, no. What can I say before you go? I would have searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. And you wanted me to. How many times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you? What do you tell yourself? Was it something I was missing? Or is there someone else? It kills me to know this house ain't a home. And you don't wanna stay, no. What can I say before you go? I would've searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. Times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you? I still miss the person that I thought I knew. And I would've let go if you wanted me to. How many times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over? I'm still wondering,
How long has it been over for you?
Sitting steady at 27 degrees, kind of where it's been this afternoon. Still going on this week. The Brewer Public Library holding a preschool story time at 10:30 Thursday morning, in, as it does every Thursday morning in January. Open to all young children. No registration is required.
Juicy Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. To the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than the Georgia and Louisiana air. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo Fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, gimme, gimme, gimme. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than the Georgia and Louisiana air. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high rise. Gimme, 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 little rise.
Hey, ladies,
let's
who's that Georgia
shimmy,
boy
shimmy,
say
shimmy,
about
shimmy.
Us country girls?
Bell bottom high
rise. What is something about
gimme, gimme,
shaking
gimme, little rock.
Country girls,
shake it for me.
Shimmy, shimmy,
shake it for me.
Bell bottom high.
Together you and I be that you oughta buy a little ring and put it on her finger. If you're gonna keep her, gonna have to dig a little deeper. Now it's either all or nothing. You better do something.
What you gonna, what you gonna do?
Now you caught her.
So I bought her one little drink, then I asked her one little dance, and I kissed her. The next thing I knew, she was giving me her number. Now there's some frilly things hanging from the shower at my place. We're sharing a bed and a toothpaste. Her daddy's on the phone saying,
What you gonna do?
Now you caught her. What you gonna do? Now you got her. Don't you really think that you oughta
buy a little ring and put it on her finger?
If you're gonna keep her, gonna have to dig a little deeper. Now it's either all or nothing. You better do something.
What you gonna do?
I never ever want to be with anyone else. So there's only one question to ask myself.
Now you caught her. What you gonna do? Now you got her. Don't you really think that you oughta
buy a little ring and put it on her finger?
If you're gonna keep her, gonna have to dig a little deeper. Now it's either all or nothing. You better do something.
What you gonna do?
Now you caught her. What you gonna do? Now you got her. Don't you really think that you oughta
buy a little ring and put it on her finger?
If you're gonna keep her, gonna have to dig a little deeper. Now it's either all or nothing. You better do something.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Now you caught her.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night